Right, John.
We've had a chaotic start, listeners.
It's been a one. Okay, if you tuned in bang on 3 o'clock, we were trying to play CMATs from the start, and I think we may have missed out the first 15 seconds.
Yes.
Undoubtedly, if you're listening on the podcast, Steve will have fixed that.
And he will, because he's a professional.
He's a professional. However, podcast isn't going up to Monday this week because he's down in that London. He's forgot his laptop. But you're here, John.
I am. Hello.
John, hello. Good afternoon to you.
It's a while since we've done a show together, hasn't it?
It has been a while. It's been a while. But it was a unanimous vote for... unanimous?
Unanimous
vote for CMAT to be the first track today. The spectacularly named Jamie Oliver Petrol Station.
And it's all about how much she hates Jamie Oliver and then feels bad about hating him because it's not really his fault that he's
in the position he is.
Well, hence the chorus, don't be a...
Bitch.
Bitch.
You can say that.
I don't know what
the man's got kids.
The man's got kids and they wouldn't like this. But I've been listening to that all week. Well, ever since it was released, and I've become a bit obsessed with it, and I'm really looking forward to the album.
Yeah.
And she's playing Tramlines in a few weeks.
She's very low on the bill, isn't she?
She is, Sunday afternoon, which is a bit weird. But then she's got her own headline show at Octagon as well, come October. What I'm calling Gig Frenzy Weekend that October.
Oh, okay. There's give me details.
Wedding present on the Friday night at the Foundry now.
Yeah.
Self-Esteem at the Arena on the Saturday. And CMAT at the Octagon on Sunday.
Oh, that is a big weekend.
I mean, three very different bands, but...
Self-Esteem and CMAT very different?
No, probably not. wedding present. Though.
Wedding present, yes. We're going to have an album of the week from... Are we going to have Haim? I think we are,
I think
we
should have Haim.
I think we have Haim. Very good album, I Quit, the fourth by the Sisters. We'll be playing at least two tracks from that later on. Well, in about two tracks' time, actually. There are new records as well by Young Fathers, 28 Years Later soundtrack. Sophie had... Well, a posthumous album out yesterday called Products. Play you something from that. And then there's new music from, a US Girls album. New music from Sorry, Just Mustard, Martha, Winter, Bar Italia. It's a big week. Wednesday, though, back now.
Indeed, yes.
Second track from a new album. Have you got the details from that there?
I have. They are from North Carolina, feature a certain MJ Lenderman in the lineup, although he doesn't tour with them anymore.
He's too busy for that.
But he's on the album. Announced this week, have a new album coming out called Bleeds, which will be out on 18th September. And I can't remember if we've played the first track.
I'm pretty sure we did.
Yeah, we will have done. But this is a new one called Wound Up Here, brackets by Holding On.
Followed this up with something from the Book Club album last week.
Yes.
Forgot to find one of those. Should be quite easy though.
Next to his girlfriend in a picture with a varsity face. listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
And this was all just fields. The supermarket just ran out of medium-sized eels and chocolate cigarettes. And the sun no longer red. Stories to the little ones, quiet as a smoking gun still pointing at my head. And the tales of the visionary teller will tell you I'm dead. Most of the animals gave in and sailed on every ocean in dog food tins and plastic cups. How did we ever call this love? My human heart exploded when they read their pretty poems about the ones they lost. Oh, and the tales of the visionary teller will tell you to turn it off. And the castle gates were closed. The locals and the tourists swapped jokes for silly stories, but nothing was solved. And the king couldn't begin to think of a solution worthy of inclusion in the tapestry hall. And the tales of the visionary teller will tell you I'm a fool. Oh, and the contract clearly states my feelings and memories and dreams don't belong to me indefinitely. Written in flesh and blood, and my favorite song is the tales of the visionary teller will tell you I'm wrong. And every word was said in bold, and all the pop musicians drank all the cough medicine, and nobody talks. And the silence stings my nostrils, and the taste of bitter practice offends my other senses, but I never show. The tales of the visionary teller. These are the tales of the visionary teller. Oh, and the tales of the visionary teller will tell you I am alone.
That was a typically short and sweet book club track, Tales of a Visionary Teller, which is from the album Very Human Features, which was our album last week, in at, drumroll, 101 on the charts. Big news from the charts, though, is that there's a half man, half biscuit album. Half man, half man wouldn't be very good, would it? Unless they were in two very separate pieces. Pulp. Only dropped from 1 to 5.
Yeah.
That's a hold.
They start the tour this week, which may be why.
And Steve told me earlier today that they've added in a very late date on Monday at the Co-op Live in Manchester, really? Which would be incredibly late because I was there earlier this week to watch Nine Inch Nails, and there was no sign of that date at that point. So I think there might be some very cheap tickets available on Monday for that. But Book Club... The only date they've got, yes, they are part of the Rock and Roll Circus supporting Queens of Stone Age at the end of August this year, in a couple of months' time. Wednesday before that, US tour at the moment, nothing announced for here, but The Bleeds is out on the 19th of September, and I believe it's their fourth album. Fourth or third? Third or fourth? Anyway, definitely the fourth. Heim,
yes, they released their fourth album, I Quit, yesterday. First record in almost exactly 5 years. And the first album they've recorded without, I'm going to pronounce this wrong, Ariel Rekstad, who used to be the producer, and he was also in a relationship with Daniel Haim, and they've split up, and pretty much, it sounds like every track on this album is about their relationship. It's very much a breakup album, but I really like it. I think it's their best album in ages. They're touring arenas in October, but they're also in the country next week, playing Margate, Dreamland.
Okay.
However... There's another festival going on next week, isn't there? I wonder if they may get a secret slot at Glastonbury. They're very much a Glastonbury band, aren't they?
So. I would have thought so.
Yeah. Nothing's been confirmed. This is pure speculation on my part.
You're going to make it happen.
I'm going to make it happen.
The force of will. So we're going with All Over Me, the first.
Yes.
First.
It's okay. One of the few without any swears.
I'm going to struggle to find one in a bit. Let's double this up with another album out yesterday. we've got different US Girls albums. Can I play mine?
Songs. Yes.
Different songs from the album. All right. So there'll be Haim and then something from US Girls.
Your place or my place, it doesn't matter to me. Your lips, my tongue, they're intertwined. You want us locked in, I'll give you my sympathy. But that's one thing I want to find. So take off your clothes, unlock your door. Cause when I come over, you're gonna get some. I know it's not quite what you want. Being on call for me, waiting up for me. But when I want you all over me. I want you all over me. You're better. That you're in love. Cause I'm not trying to walk the line. And whoever you see, I'm saying is fine with me. Cause I won't say what I'm doing tonight. You know what?
Chanter, you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Don't you have good taste?
You better hope that's not the last thing you ever say to me. Would you just say to me when you said,
red heart in the rain, when he stood so far away from
Pass No Fruit from US Girls. I've just seen 9th album out yesterday. Scratch It, the follow-up to Bless This Mess from 2023. You had a different track from that, but I win.
You do. It's your show. It's fine.
Before it was Heim with the track that you selected from your very stubborn playlist today, John.
it's not behaving itself.
It's not a very happy playlist. They are... They're playing in the country next week, probably playing a big festival next week.
They're definitely playing Margate Dreamland.
They're doing a huge arena tour towards the end of the year as well, which made me think, Heim playing at these venues? Is that a little bit optimistic? But maybe they're that big.
I saw them at the Deaf Institute many, many years ago.
You're so cool.
I don't like to boast.
Let's play now something that we have both brought because we're still fighting with your playlist. And it's someone who's announced yesterday a date at Delicious Clam later on this year. Oh, yeah, your eyebrows are going up on that one.
I don't know who this is.
It's Winter.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
Sounded rather too excited about that.
Winter with a track called Misery. Horse Jumper of Love are on this as well. Give us the details about Winter.
Winter is otherwise known as Samira Winter, a musician from LA, releases, I don't know how many albums she's released, but Audit
Romanticism, is it?
Audit Romantics.
Oh, Romantics, yeah.
Romantics is out on August the 22nd. Like you say, it's a duet with Horse Jumper of Love and was inspired by the life of Elliot Smith.
That's a good piece of information.
And when are they playing Delicious Clam?
Oh.
I would ask you that, wouldn't I?
Yeah. I've not got it. I'll find it for after this. We'll come back after this one. So this is track's called Misery.
Yeah.
That was really good. Another track that we both brought, Winter, featuring Horse Jumper of Love on there. That's Misery from an album out very soon. And you have information about the date.
November the 9th.
Not just any random date. That is when Winter will be dropping by Delicious Clam.
Yes, I should have made that more clear, shouldn't I?
Yes. Going to have some people listening. What the hell? I thought it was the longest day of the year.
You could say that in November, winter is coming. That is a Game of Thrones meme that is a bit out of date now, but, you know.
I like it, though. Okay, that might be our first new artist of the show, actually. I'm going to check that during the next three tracks.
I have a feeling we've played them before.
Okay.
But
have you got any new artists in your travels?
I've got, not in, I think, I don't know.
I don't know if you have there. No, I don't think
I have got new artists on my playlist.
Good.
Don't worry.
Just one.
No, oh no, oh, good. I've got at least six.
Okay, treble seven time, you
treble
go.
Seven
hey,
time.
Hey, and John, look how it's just gone past 3:30 and I don't give a...
You don't care about the rules anymore, do you?
I know.
You just...
I'm growing.
You are. Yes, what have I... What am I going to start with? Liquid Mike. Liquid Mike is a band from Michigan and released their album Paul Bunyan Sling Slots.
Oh, we definitely played these.
Yeah. Already preparing the follow-up, Hell is an Airport, which is a great title. That'll be out on the 12th of September. And this song is about working in a phone store and feeling all alone except for the bugs in your drywall. And we follow that up with two more songs that last quite a short time.
Just another jerk in a phone store, punching digits. The Breakdown, Treble 7.
The Janines and Coaxter Storm. They concluded my treble seven, but Joel has one coming up in the second hour. Janines are a lo-fi indie band from Brooklyn, although you could have sworn they're from Glasgow. They sound very sort of Glasgow indie. They have a new album, How Long Can It Last, out next weekend, 27th of June. According to their Bandcamp page, they specialise in ultra-short bursts of energetic but melancholic minor key pop. So I thought they were perfect for the treble seven.
They're always going to be in business.
Yeah. Before that was Lightheaded, The Garden, which I believe Steve's recommended this week as well.
Yeah, he said, if I need a little one, that would do.
Then we do. Yeah. They are a power pop quintet from New Jersey. Also released an album this coming Friday called Thinking, Drinking, Scheming, which is a great album title. Describe themselves as continuing in the tradition of sentimental jangle pop songwriters. And before that was an album that I can't remember. What did we start with?
It was the fellas with, we played the Paul Bunyan album last year.
Oh, Liquid, yes, Mike. Liquid Mike, AT&T, about working a phone shop with bugs as your workmates.
Yeah. Hmm. I'm going to exercise my right to play my longest track of the day now. And this was a recommendation from a friend of the show, Isabella, a couple of days ago. Corolla Dust, who I thought were a new name for the show, but apparently played one of their tracks back in 2023. They're a Berlin four-piece, who are readying a new album called The Echo of Love, An Echo of Love, August 22nd. Three tracks have come out from it so far. This is the third, which came out, actually, I think it was just yesterday. It's called The Orb, Texas.
Thank you. driving up on crazy to an open space. I'm losing my touch and you're touching on face. Crawling gently up the morning light. I'll double down on heartache. I'll seek love and find grace.
Good one. That was Corolla Dust with The Orb Texas from an album out at the end of August. They have a European tour, but literally it's very much like one date in each country. So at the moment, they've only got a date in London lined up on the, I had it there, 13th of September. Yeah, that's all there is at the moment. We have played no new artists yet.
We haven't. Let's rectify that.
Let's do that.
By playing two.
Let's do two, back to back.
First up, we have Geli Haha, which is a recommendation from friend of the show and sometimes host.
Sometimes host. Although
he's letting it slip a bit recently. But Pete Meller recommended this to us. Geli Haha is the pseudonym of Angel Abia, who's from Boise, Idaho. She's been compared to Caroline Polachek and Remy Wolf. She's also got an album coming out on Friday called Switcheroo, and it's her debut album. It's track called Normalize, and like we say, it's a debut play on The Breakdown.
Thank you.
You are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Double done. Okay.
Tick.
There
still
is.
Still got at least three more to do. Then.
At least three more to do. But what did you play first? Because I've got a story for the second one.
I played... Oh, you would ask me that just after I...
It was Gelly Haha, wasn't it?
It was Gelly Haha, and then we followed it.
Well, last week I played a song by an artist called Edie, because that was the name of Jen, friend of the show's, new cat. So,
oh, I remember, yes.
Jen... on Sunday, listened back to the show and sent me a message thanking me for playing Edie, but with a confession that Edie was not going to be staying as the cat's name. And she doubted whether or not we'd be able to play something with her new cat's name. So I said, what's the cat's name? She said, Lyra. So I searched. Lyra Pramuk put out an album last Friday called Hymnal. It's her third record. She's a Berlin-based musician. I mean, she does a lot. There's lots of manipulation of her own voice there. But the album, Hymnal, is incredible. And I would not have come across
this album.
You
wouldn't have discovered that had Jen not changed the name of the cat. That's incredible.
So Lyra Edie is the name of the cat. There's other parts to it as well, but I cannot remember that. But Umbra is the track you've just heard from Lyra Pramuk. We better crack on with the next one. West Side Cowboys, let's do that. And then let's come back, shall we?
Yes.
We'll be right back. This is Laura Oliva from Chemtrails, and you're listening to The Breakdown.
Am I your lover when you fantasize, or just another educated eye undercover? Bodies intertwined, is it my body that you're balling or my dress design? If you step up, would I care? Ooh, tell me baby, could you take me there? I need a champion, a rook for one night. I don't need another queen in my life. Ooh, tell me baby, make up your mind, because I think about you all the time. You know you've only got one night to shine. So, ooh, tell me, baby, make up your mind. I said, ooh, tell me, baby, make up your mind. Because I think about you all the time. You know you've only got one night to shine. So, ooh, tell me, baby, make up your mind. Ooh, tell me, baby, ooh, ooh, tell me, baby. In this darkness, kissing laser beams, gyrating bodies, pumping laser streams. I get so lonely, life in magazines. I'm your Play-Doh, baby, push me to my knees. Grab me, drag me, do it fast. Down to the river by the shard of glass. I need a champion, a rook for one night. I don't need another queen in my life. Ooh, tell me baby, make up your mind. Because I think about you all the time. You know you've only got one night to shine. So, ooh, tell me baby, make up your mind. I said, ooh, tell me baby, make up your mind. Because I think about you all the time. You know you've only got one night to shine. So, ooh, tell me baby, make up your mind. Ooh, tell me baby, ooh, ooh, tell me baby. Ooh, tell me baby, ooh, ooh, tell me baby. Ooh, tell me baby, ooh, ooh, tell me baby. Ooh, tell me baby, ooh, ooh, tell me baby.
Now was Sophie. Ooh, previously unreleased from the album Product, which was out 10 years ago. Sophie sadly missed that album. Well worth a listen. West Side Cowboys before.
West Side Cowboys, very quickly. It was called All Right, All Right, All Right. Quick Matthew McConaughey impression there. They won the Glastonbury Emerging Talent Competition, which means they'll be playing Glastonbury next week, opening on Sunday. And their debut EP, This Better Be Something Great, will be released on August the 8th. Produced by Lewis Whiting of English Teacher, and later this year will be supporting Black Country New Road.
You did all right there. Let's play some things from the Turnstile album, Never Enough. We missed this a couple of weeks ago. This is Dreaming.